That'd be good. Okay, great. I got some people helping with a few things, which is good. Yeah, we'll grow Just Church any way we can. We've got two new Wiedemanns here tonight, actually. One is very small and one's a little larger, and here's my nephew over here, Jamie. We'll grow Just Church through Russian brides. Anyway, it works. Is all good. And tonight, it's great to have the opportunity to speak. We actually shuffled things up because in typical probably Just Church fashion, this wasn't actually planned like 12 months out. It was a little bit more spontaneous than that, the move. So we shuffled around a little bit of stuff so that I could speak tonight. Because it's great. Every time we got a little bit of a direction change or something like that, we call it positive disruption, is a good time to pause and say, well, what is it that we're about? What defines, being part of Just Church? And so that's what I want to speak on tonight. I want to speak on, if it's up there, thank you, Justin. Let's see if all the cable's long enough. Building principles for God's kingdom. What it means to, what are we doing here and how do we do it? But before I get into that, building is something I quite like to do. I'm pretty rough and ready sort of builder, more like fences, sheds, things like that. I'll have a crack at a house maybe, but if it'd have to be done fairly quickly because I'd lose interest. But I haven't got that far. But I'm sure there's actually a few of us here who've got some building projects on the go. I know Joe's got a building project that he's overseeing at the moment. You got like, It's buildings. It's next level. Six classrooms at a TCC school that Joe's overlooking. I'm sure I can't run far enough with this mic, but I guess Andrew might have a building project on the run. Shoes. He's building shoes. Isaac, you probably got a building project on the run. Something. Yep. Something. Secret. Who knows what Isaac's building? Jim maybe have a building project. Any of the women have building projects? Jess got a building project on the run. Michael McCarthy. He's actually the only one qualified here, I think, to actually build stuff. But we'll all have a crack. Building's great. It's great fun. In fact, tonight I bring. Is that right, English? Brought some of my. That's the doctorate coming out. I brought some of my favorite building tools. I like this one. It's everything. It's like a 2,000 watt cutoff saw. I love it. The lights sort of dim just that little bit when you hit it, and it makes a lot of noise. I wanted to plug it in tonight, but I didn't. But I better not. I love my impact driver, Hitachi impact driver. Love that. It's got a little light. You seen that? Madeline loves it too. It's a secret you didn't know about Madeline. She loves power tools. She loves it, which is good because I can buy just a few more. I've got a shed at the moment that I'm just filling out with power tools. I'm not sure if I like building as much as I like the tools that you need. This is my favorite building tool. And you need a chainsaw to build with. Like, if you're building that requires more finesse than a chainsaw, I'm not that interested. This is what I love. Now, they're the kind of building tools I like to use. And I thought tonight, seeing as we've got some builders here, we could have a little build-off competition. So three of the four, you can just jump on up. You want to build for me? I've got some stuff. I've got some blocks of wood. I need Andrew. Who else? Joe, maybe? Someone else. Someone else who builds stuff. All right. Get a girl. Okay, Jess. Jess is building at the moment. Or I might need a lovely assistant up here. Madeline, you can be my lovely assistant. Or you can nominate Jess if you'd like. Okay. All right, you can pick your weapon. Pick your weapon. Andrew, you want the chainsaw.
I don't know what this is. It seems good.
Yeah, it's just that little bit bigger than yours. Just had to go that little next level than yours. Okay. Now you need a blindfold because it'll only be safe to use such things with a blindfold. But this is it's not competitive, it's a team sport. We're going to get them to build something out of these three bits. We've got screws, we've got wood. We need to just build something really tall. But I'll have to get an extension lead for that. That one will go. So it's collab. Actually, I can hear some. All right. That would be a little bit rough. We're only the first week in this place, and we might get not invited back if we really fire up those things. So I've got a backup plan. Here's my second plan. Oh dear. All right. Here we go. You can be my lovely assistant, Madeline. Okay. Here we go. You do need your blindfolds. I'm going to give you each some blocks. There you go. You can be red, Jess. And in a few minutes, in just as soon as we can get that set up, grab your blocks. You're going to get your blindfold on. And you're going to get, let's say, 15 seconds, maybe 20. We'll see how long I count, to build the highest thing blindfolded that you can. Right here. You've all got to be on the same one, so you can all shuffle around. All right. Ready? You're going to want that lid off. Well, that's going to be a big competitive disadvantage. Okay. Yep. Madeline, you might want to hold their blocks. Yeah, I'll hold this block here, Jess. Okay, here's your... Yep. Okay, ready? Here we go. I'm going to count down to one. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and then you're going to go. All right? Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go! Okay. It's going good. We got two here. We got a three. Jess has taken the lead. Jess has definitely taken the lead here. This is awesome. Well, she's having a few foundational problems. Michael, I think, is showing his genuine skill in this department. He is going hard. Okay, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Okay, you can take your blindfold off. Oh my gosh, Michael was steaming ahead. But I believe he would have won. He would definitely have won. Yeah, but look, sorry, this is not modern. Everyone is not a winner. Andrew is the winner. give him a round of applause. Very good. You can leave those there. I'm going to need them. Building. Showing you building. Oh, yeah, actually, Ezra's got some building skills coming along. And... Tony's in the building game, so there's a few people in the... Actually, Anthony's in the building game now, too. Anthony, what are you building? I reckon I can... What are you building at the moment?
A dog kennel.
Dog kennel! Anthony is building a dog kennel. That's awesome. Okay, cool. So, but let's say, you know, they're really tangible or obvious things that we're building. Sheds and classrooms and stuff like that, even blocks, tangible. But there's intangible things you can build, too. Like, some of us have got families. We're building a family. Anyone building a family? We've been busy building a family. We have a new one over here. You're building families. There's probably some young guys or gals out there. They won't admit it, but you might be building a relationship at the moment. You might be like laying some formwork, putting in some time. You know, like there's other things that it takes that we think about. We even talk about it. You're building a career. Josh is a pretty driven young bloke. He's building a career. Owen's building a career. You know. We're building on lots of different levels, tangible, maybe intangible, and it's similar in our work in God's kingdom. And I wanted to just share, I guess, a handful of things tonight that I see as being fundamental or foundational to how we do Just Church. And if I can pull this over without, you know, here's all these little teething problems. We'll get through them. About building Just Church, because, you know, we're passionate about seeing people draw near to the Lord, grow in their faith in Him. We're passionate about seeing others come to know Him. Like, it would be cool one day, and not that this is really in our intent or mind necessarily in moving here, but just being here in this little group in the middle of a suburb like Highfields, to think, hey, one day maybe there would be a scattering of small churches across Highfields, across Toowoomba, and more people. And when we gather together, there might even be hundreds of people all encouraging one another to live lives passionately devoted to Jesus. That would be cool. Not because numbers are cool, but because God cares about people. And so it would be cool to see more people connected into what God's purpose and plan is in His kingdom. So I thought it'd be cool tonight just to consider what is God encouraging and inspiring us when it comes to building this little part of His kingdom? It's just four things that I want to really to unpack tonight. The first is starting with a foundation. And A couple of months ago, we were reading in 1 Corinthians 3, if you remember, and it says that no one can lay a foundation other than the one that has already been laid. That is Jesus Christ. It's Paul talking. He's talking about doing something meaningful in God's kingdom. And where do you start with that? Well, you start with laying a foundation that is all about Jesus Christ. And here's the thing about foundations that's different to the buildings we put on top of them. There's a few buildings. If you go around different parts of Toowoomba, depending on the suburb, you can probably take a photo and work out, you can work out what suburb or group of suburbs it could be and what ones it definitely isn't, depending on the architecture, right? So we maybe have an East Toowoomba house there, maybe have like a Mount Lofty house over here or something like that, maybe like a Clienton house or even some parts of Middle Ridge that are going. Houses have fashions, but here's the thing, foundations don't have fashions. You don't turn up when you're building a home, I'm just going to take a wild stab, Jess, and that you didn't, when you were working out your new home, say, hey, one thing it's got to have is like the maddest statement foundation. Like, I want people when they come to this house to be like, now that is one foundation. That is amazing. It's just so innovative. It's just so different. That's not what you want out of a foundation. You want a foundation that is rock solid, dependable, reliable, not changeable. You know, we're like, okay, I'm going to rip my foundation out this week. You might demolish a lot of other things about a house, but if you get down to actually having to deal with your foundations, then you got problems. That's not a good thing. It's like, yeah, we've done a lot of foundation work on this house. When you go to buy a house, like it's a bit of a doer-upper. Yeah, I've done a fair bit of foundation work. You'd probably be like, oh, gee, I don't know about that. I don't like the fact that the foundations have been tampered with and had to be added to or fixed. We want steadfast, reliable, rock solid. And so in Just Church, in anything that we build on meaningfully in God's kingdom, we start with something that's rock solid. And the only rock solid thing is Jesus Christ. You know, it's kind of good to be thinking about that this week when we've moved. It's pretty obvious that Just Church isn't about a building because we don't own one. So it's a bit hard to be about something you're not. We could be, on some big bender to get a building. We're not even really on that bender because what we're passionate about is the kind of foundations that we read in the Word that are unchangeable. Things like Jesus Christ, His death and resurrection for us. We don't want to stuff around a temple with that. We want to introduce people and connect them and build them onto that foundation. That's why we share communion every week. It could be like, oh, it gets old. I kind of heard this all before. I encourage you to try and reinvigorate your connectivity to the foundation, to Jesus Christ, and all that He's done for us in coming tangibly as a man, in dying on a cross to forgive us of our sins, in raising from the dead so that we know that there's power in this world that goes beyond the everyday, that can actually bring genuine change in your life. Because those things, when you grasp hold of them, are transformative. They have to be by nature. And in a lot of senses, we're just response players. We have a foundation. It's been given to us. It's been passed down from generations. We don't really want to tamper with it. But we do have something meaningful to do in building on it, which is cool because otherwise, the job would be done. I'll bring it to the center. It might be a little easier to see my little building exercise here. And so we can actually do something meaningful on that foundation, which is cool. So where do we start building? I want to suggest we have three things that we identify as being passionate about in Just Church, about living lives of devotion to Jesus and about having authentic community and sharing that with one another and about being purposeful in reaching out and sharing that with others. And so the bottom layer of that, if you like, is lives of devotion to Him, because Jesus Christ is who He is, regardless of whether you and I believe in it, regardless of whether people in Toowoomba or Highfields believe it. Jesus Christ is who He is. We don't affect that. But how we build upon that really does matter. So we take our lives, and the first choices we make are around whether Jesus is Lord or not, whether he is central to our life. That means that every decision is put past him. Every plan is something that we seek him out on. In fact, Paul put it in the most extreme sort of ways, if you like, when he said, I've been crucified with Christ. I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. That he saw his life as no longer his own. He had wedded himself to Jesus. He said, this is my life now as a believer. So that's where we start in authentic, in living devoted lives. And we build on that with, and I just want to pick up two things. You could pick up a lot, but I think things that are on like bedrock level. We build in our devotion and appreciation of the word. You know, it says, I'll skip over that one. This is coming up in our reading plan in just a couple of days. It says, all scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. We can build a devoted life by being devoted and taking that at the principal level in our life. Actually saying, when I read this word that's in front of me, it's not just a collection of good ideas that I can take or leave. It's God-breathed, God-inspired. It's divine truth. And if we really accepted that, man, the smallest passages of Scripture could change our lives. If we grasped hold of them and said, I'll live my life that way. You know, it's a grounding and founding principle, because you want to know about how to interact in a difficult relationship. Well, there's some insight you can get from God's word on that. You want to know how to prioritize the different things in your life and you're juggling. You find insight from the word. You want to know how to conduct yourself in a business environment. There's insight from God's word. It's foundational. You want to know, you might be thinking, heck, I'm just going to start a family and it's freaking me out and I haven't got good role models. And it's great to have good role models, but God's word is foundational to all of that, and you can find that insight, and God can teach you through it and from it. It's fantastic. And so it's founding to everything else. And the second one, and it just, you pick it up more in theme. If you've been on the reading plan, we're reading in the books of Timothy, 1st and 2nd Timothy at the moment. It's about Paul. He's an older guy at this point in his life, and he's talking to Timothy. He's building a church, and he's giving him good instruction and principles and things that he needs to put in practice in this church. And he starts it by saying, Timothy, I'm praying for you. All the time, I'm praying for you. And he shows throughout this the vitality of having a interactive relationship with God, which is best kind of expressed in what prayer is about. That we actually don't just, you know, have a stoic, if you like, or an intellectual assent to God's word, but we relate to God personally through the Holy Spirit. And so that becomes foundational to our life, to have a vital and personal relationship actually with God. So we build some more blocks. And then, and this is the cool thing, we're passionate about authentic community. And by that we just mean that we actually want not to just be a collective of individuals, but that we want there to be some interaction between how we do this thing. You know, all of that I've been talking about, foundation of Jesus, living a devoted life to him, you could, by and large, do in your room on your own. You could get an online community or something like that. But that's not what God's called us to. It says, like in Proverbs, I love this verse in Proverbs 27:17. You probably heard it. As iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. Let us continue to encourage one another, and all the more as we see the day approaching, it says in Hebrews 10. And so there is an aspect whereby we're not just living devoted lives to him, but we are building and interacting with one another as we do that. It's a choice. It's actually a choice you make to show up, even tonight. So I want to thank you. You can turn to someone beside you and say, thank you for showing up tonight. It's good because the world belongs to those who show up, but community is built on those who show up. And importantly, you know, Just Church is not just about, you know, it's not about our principles. It's not about the stuff we have. It's not about the leaders. It's about a community of people who are choosing to follow and pursue Jesus together and building out from there. And so we share that, you know, and why we do things like life groups and stuff like that is because we interact. Our devotion is not just individual. We connect together. We encourage one another. We build one another up. Just this week, I do life group with some of these guys. Tony here set up a little messenger Facebook thing. It took me about a week to get with the program, but I got there eventually. And it's just encouraging. You know, this is what I'm getting out of the word today. Maybe that'll inspire you. I'm praying for you. These are the people I'm praying for and reaching out to. To do that together is meaningful and different. You know, we can pray on our own, and that's great. That's something that we really encourage us to do. But, you know, it says in Matthew 18, you know, that when two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I with them. There's something different when we get together and we pray. And so we try and pray in our core teams. We try and pray at small church. We try and pray in all these different things and in life groups, because we're doing devotion, but we're doing it together. We're building these lives together. And, you know, the cool thing, if you boil it down, is that God's chosen building materials are people, you know. Every one of these reflects just our own lives, that we're being built together. It's just that as you come to Him as living stones, that you also, like living stones, being built into a spiritual house. That is God's chosen building materials, to pick us up as individual lives and slot us in with others. Maybe hews a few little edges off in the process to make us fit and to make it harmonious, or maybe that's part of the process. But it's always been God's intent to build people together. And so God's church and the work that He builds in the kingdom is about lives being put together. That's what we build with. And you know, the cool thing, I guess, that we're passionate about in Just Church is that, you know, we want to see others joined into that. So here's some green blocks to demonstrate that. You know, we want to be purposeful in outreach, because right from the get-go, Jesus didn't just give us a little plan to keep our lives safe and great until we get to heaven. He gave us a mission to reach out to the world. He said at the end of His ministry on earth, go into all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and Son, the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey all that I've commanded you, and lo, I'm with you even to the end of the age. That we would find Jesus when we step out on mission, that He has a purpose for us. And His purpose is people. His purpose is building people into His kingdom. Not just church, we're just one little expression of that, but building people into His kingdom. You know, it's cool. A bunch of people here tonight, you know, if you think back a year or two, you weren't in Christian community. Maybe you even weren't a follower of Jesus. And that's great that God is building you in. You know, you're not a second rate. You don't have levels, like when you get to being 5 years in or something, or it's like university, you're just like a fresher until you graduate. You're part of what God's building. If you're turning up, if you're following Jesus, then you're part of it. You know, it might have been 2.5 years ago or something, Andrew brought Anita along. A little while after that, Anita brought Simon along. And they're built into the fabric of what Just Church is. That's the work of God. That's an authentic work that Jesus is doing. And then we just build the whole cycle again. We just teach people what it is to live devoted lives to Him. We build down onto a solid foundation that is Jesus Christ. It's simple. It's not supposed to be rocket science. And I don't need to preach a really lengthy message tonight. That's really all I wanted to share with you. But it comes with a question, and the question is, you know, is that what you're building? Like, maybe it's pause to ask, what are you building? Like, if someone was to evaluate your life, building costs money, it takes time. So there's a place to start. Where's your time go? Where's your money go? What's your building project? What are you going to be known? What legacy do you want to leave? Do you want to leave something physical and tangible? That's great, but it will pass, and you'll move on. But some things won't pass, won't fade. Anything that's built into a human life that's going to live for eternity actually doesn't fade. It's eternal. And so some things are not eternal. And we have a choice, therefore, about what we build and how we build it. You know, if you dig into that that Bible verse in 1 Corinthians 3, you can find it. Paul has a warning in there. It's like, you know, what you build will be revealed by fire, is the way he expresses it. It's going to be tested. It's either going to burn up like wood, chaff, or straw, or it's going to remain because it's built with something solid like gold, diamonds. See, there is a pretty natural temptation or risk, if you like, that we just really kind of build what Aussie culture looks like and we tack God on the mix. He's somewhere in there. He's a bit of a renovation that we've got off on the side, and it's important, but it's not actually the founding thing that we're building in our life. That's a risk. That's something that we have to evaluate and ask ourselves. I try and do that frequently because I want, if someone was writing my biography, for it to be evident in practice that I was about building God's kingdom, that I was about people that he loved, that he saw as living stones. But I work in the marketplace just like most of us do. Hey, so we have these tensions. The tensions we get held by, we're held and controlled by when we establish these principles in our life that keep us in the mix of all that every day. Is my life matching God's word? Is it centered on Christ? Are these decisions I'm making about building my kingdom and my little empire? And you know what? Maybe that seems like a kind of a male thing to build up an empire like that, but it looks different to everyone. Your family can be your little empire. It can be your ultimate legacy in life. That's the thing that really you're pouring everything into. Well, that's great, but Jesus has a call that goes beyond that too. It goes beyond all other calls. And it calls us to building something that's ultimately eternal. And ultimately you'll see everything else added to us as well, because that's what his word says. You see first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you as well. So if you're wondering what we're about, I want to encourage you strongly tonight. Nothing, no bells and whistles, nothing all that fancy, to build principles that will stand the test of time. That will build strength into your life as an individual. You know, you might move on from just church. You may be just visiting tonight. That's fine. But there are things that you can build, that you can emphasize, that you can focus on, that will stand the test of time, regardless of where God happens to move you. Because if he's sovereign, he can pick up one living stone and he can move it and put it in the place where he sees fit. That's his prerogative. And that's his prerogative with Just Church. You know, we want to follow him as a church, collectively. If he wants us to shift places, then that's okay. Because we're not defined by a building. We're not defined by a code. We're defined by a foundation built on Jesus and a series of principles that are inalienable, that are agreed. I would like to think everywhere you walked into in Christendom, that they would agree with those things as being foundational to what it means to follow Jesus. So yeah, why don't we take a moment, just want to, I guess, just give a little space, you know, let the Holy Spirit speak. If there's something that he's putting his finger on, just calling you to account about, well, he does that to bring new life through repentance. Or maybe there's something that there's a stirring in you, and you know what it said in Timothy earlier in our reading this week, Paul was saying to Timothy, fan into flame that gift you've been given. Do something to encourage yourself. Well, maybe there's something that you're like, yeah, I know God's built me and put something in me for his kingdom. And maybe that's the word tonight. It's actually fan that into flame. Encourage yourself to do what God has called you to do, to build the little piece of his kingdom that he's called you to do. Yeah, so Lord Jesus, we just want to thank you tonight. We want to thank you that we can worship you right here in the middle of this city, in the middle of this auditorium. Lord Jesus, your word says the earth is the Lord's, so we just declare over here and over Highfields, Toowoomba, that you are the Lord. The foundation stands firm regardless. But Lord, as your people, we want to build wisely and well upon the foundation that you've given us. Lord, I pray that tonight, Lord, that you would fan into flame our passion to build your kingdom. Lord Jesus, the things that you've laid in us, maybe they've been prayed or spoken over us, like it says to Timothy, that you would remind us of those things tonight, that we might fan them into flame. Lord, whether we're young and we haven't yet put those first few tentative steps in place, or whether we're way further on in life and other things are challenging the call that you've put in our heart, Lord, I pray you fan it into flame. Holy Spirit, tonight, would you do that? And Jesus, where we've been distracted, where we're actually building just a fairly Christianized version of Australian culture, focused on our jobs, focused on our relationships and pleasure and holidays and houses and whatever it is, Lord Jesus, I pray you correct us. Just like your word says that it's useful for correcting, putting us back on track. I pray, Jesus, that you'd even reveal words from your scripture tonight that would put us back on track. Lord, that our encouragement to one another, we'd spur one another on toward love and good deeds, that we would challenge in a godly and encouraging way one another to live lives that are devoted to you. Jesus, we need it. We haven't got enough of what it takes to do this on our own. So Jesus, would you inspire us and build us together? And Lord Jesus, we pray for those who don't know you yet. We pray for those who will be part of Just Church sometime, maybe later this year, maybe next year, people that we can baptize, people that we can invite into your kingdom. Lord Jesus, would you stir in their hearts and awaken them to truth now, and give us boldness where we need it to reach out to them, we pray. Amen.
Awesome, Steve. Yeah, thank you so much. And hey, there's a whole lot in there for us just to be encouraged about, and just encourage us as we head off to Macca's, talk about what Steve's talked about as well, and reflect on just how we can build God's Word into our own lives and God's principles into our church community. And sometimes it's easy after church to say, hey, church is just done, and that's all we think about it for a week, but it's really good to keep discussing a little bit over dinner. Hey, one thing, we're about to head off to Macca's now, but I really stuffed up the announcement about this Ugandan choir that's coming. And so Mel, I hope you don't mind, is coming back to give that announcement, take two. So this is my beautiful girlfriend and wife, Mel.
Sounds like two people. Sorry. Yeah, I just thought he really didn't do it justice. So it's you have no idea what he's talking about. So there's a group of Ugandan kids coming over. There's 10 of them. They're all staying at our place. They're a bunch of fun. They're on Facebook called 100% Hope, this organisation. And the girl who's running the organisation, Trishelle, is an amazing woman. She got a one-way ticket to Uganda and started this organisation for these kids who don't have parents or have from poor situations and difficult situations. Amazing woman, really has battled it out for the last number of years. So she's coming, she's been touring around Australia and has an amazing story to share, and she has these kids who are performing for us, a choir. So they're performing in different places around Toowoomba, but one of them is Gabba. So I do encourage you, it's a fantastic event. It's going to be at Gabba, $65 for a three-course meal. It's we're like the practice run, aren't we? The new chefs have a new menu, and so we've got three courses, even free drinks, I think. Is that right? Yeah. So it's a bargain, whatever way you look at it. Come along and enjoy the evening and support a great charity and hear what they're doing. They're raising funds specifically for a girls' home at the moment. So, yeah, be great to have you there. Monday the 21st, which is next Monday. And we need everyone booked by Thursday. 31st. Oh, 31st, yes. Yep, that's right. So, get your tickets. It's on Facebook. It's if you go to 100% Hope or my Facebook page, you can... Sorry? Yeah. Monday week, that's right. So we need everyone to book in the next few days. Yeah. But, tickets are selling actually quite well at the minute. But, yeah, get your ticket.
Awesome. That's how you do an announcement. Okay, well, we've just got a few things to pack up, so help a little bit, and there's some kids' stuff to throw in cars and whatever, and then we're all going to go to Macca's. All's clear as mud? Yep, got the thumbs up from Liz, so it must be okay. Fantastic. Thanks, guys. Thanks for being at Just Church. We're here again in 2 weeks, and maybe in the smaller room. We're actually meant to be in the smaller room. They gave us this one sort of for free, so mind you, as we grow, got plenty of room to grow into. So, awesome. Great.